There has everywhere been an emphatic turn towards neoliberalism in political, economic practices and thinking since the 1970s. Deregulation, privatization, and withdrawal of the state from many areas of social provision have been all too common. Almost all states, from those newly minted after the collapse of the Soviet Union to old-style social democracies and welfare states, such as New Zealand and Sweden, have embraced, sometimes voluntarily, and in other instances in response to coercive pressures, some version of neoliberal theory and adjusted at least some policies and practices accordingly. Post-apartheid South Africa quickly embraced neoliberalism, and even contemporary China, as we shall see, appears to be headed in this direction. Furthermore, the advocates of the neoliberal way now occupy positions of considerable influence in education, the universities and many think tanks, in the media, in corporate boardrooms and financial institutions, in key state institutions, treasury departments, the central banks, and also in those international institutions such as the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization, WTO, that regulate global finance and trade. The process of neoliberalization has, however, entailed much creative destruction, not only of prior institutional frameworks and powers, even challenging traditional forms of state sovereignty, but also of divisions of labor, social relations, welfare provisions, technological mixes, ways of life and thought, reproductive activities, attachments to the land and habits of the heart. Insofar as neoliberalism values market exchange as an ethic in itself, capable of acting as a guide to all human action and substituting for all previously held ethical beliefs, it emphasizes the significance of contractual relations in the marketplace. It holds that the social good will be maximized by maximizing the reach and frequency of market transactions, and it seeks to bring all human action into the domain of the market,